Going on, man. Welcome back to Hard Talk Live. Today is Tuesday Q&A Community Day, man. Well, we asked last week on Tuesday on Twitter, 916, a question. I know this could pertain to anything from life to streaming to, you know, a lot of different things. And a few people had a few questions. Betito, Tight Kid, Standing Streamer, Psycho Scoobs, Kells, and Aegis Coyote had some great questions, and I'm going to read them off, and then I'm just going to cut right to the chase, man. I'm just going to get right into to answering some of the stuff. If you're not sure how this works, you know, here in Hard Talk Life, man, so we'll be talking about a bunch of different shit, and some of these people are friends. Actually, all of these people are friends that I've met throughout my streaming career, and, you know, just even just Twitter social interaction. So, maybe I can shed some light onto a couple of these topics for a couple of these people. And yeah, it's just a way for us to kind of go between, you know, bridge the gap. Okay, different kind of podcast. Like I said, let me clear my throat. I'm going to get demonetized. So we're going to start off with Chill Inc., man. Chill, his question was, what methods do you use to unwind from time to time? I love staying engaged with my community, but I'm trying to find the right balance to make sure my energy is good on stream. This is an easy one for me, but one I consistently would ignore. And I played with the recipe on this for quite some time. When I was full-time and even when I was grinding to get to a full-time status, and what I mean by grinding was putting in the necessary effort, trying to stay consistent, keeping my quality within a certain realm, formatting a show in a way that was presentable. And what I used to do was I used to get out and ride my skateboard. Now, I used to have a boosted board. And when I got super, super stressed, poots, get away from the door. Or when, you know, when I started to feel the heat, I would go for a ride around that lake. I live next to a lake, and it's a beautiful little spot, and the wind in my face, you know, the birds, the ducks, just passing by other people, for me, it was super chill, okay? For me, it was super chill, but I found that wasn't quite enough. Now, I enjoyed riding the skateboard, but what I found later on was I was going to the lake for the water. I was neglecting looking at the fact that I absolutely wholeheartedly love fishing. And what, you're upside down, woman, what are you doing? So, you know, it evolved, and it evolved for the simple fact that I wasn't paying attention to who I was. And so now I go fishing anytime I'm in a really stressful kind of thing, or I need to unwind, or I need to wash off some stuff. I hit the water, I go fishing, and I think the skateboard kind of led me into that. And I think a lot of folks could kind of look at what they're doing and see another passion that might actually alleviate the one you're working on currently. So I hope that answers your question, Chill. Betito said, what is the hardest moment that you have faced, and how were you able to overcome it? And what did you take away from it? Whoo!
This fucking guy's getting deep over here.
Jesus, he hit it. You know, he goes right for the jugular, this guy. This guy, I swear to God. All these guys you can check out on Twitter, too, by the way. Hardest moment that I've faced. Jesus, I mean, if I had to gauge one. Now, I'm just looking at these, and I'm answering you guys off the cuff because I want it to be from the heart. I don't want to convolute the brain into overthinking it. So I didn't see these questions throughout the week. Because I think that the heart and the mind, if you disconnect the two, you're a lot more successful, because it allows you to speak from the heart in the moment. The hardest moment that I have faced, I would have to say was probably, I don't know, I you know, the death of a loved one. I have it tattooed on my neck, and that's how I overcame it, was every day I get to look at it And every day that forced me to deal with the situation, right? To accept the circumstance, to realize the fragility. Is that even a fucking word, fragility? I'm going to have to Google that. But to realize how fragile life was, right? Because up until that point, I was living a vicarious life. And that was a pivotal moment that changed my life. The losing of that one single person and the opportunity that could have presented itself in that relationship. So I tattooed it on my neck because not only was I proud of the person, but I wanted to be reminded of it. So it was a positive reinforcement. It was a positive reinforcement. That's basically how I handled that situation. And, that gets to each their own, but that was my method. Tight kid. What is your reason to always being happy? How do you always stay content and confident in everything you do? Ooh, my man. I like it. Well, always being happy. There's nobody on this planet that's going to make you as happy as you can make yourself, right? I believe in the soul. I really think that there's a lot of things that we can find if we stand in the mirror long enough, right? Now, I wasn't always happy with myself. And part of this podcast is getting along that line. But, I question my actions and say, okay, so I'm going to go buy this 55-inch TV, right? What does that do for my quality of life? Okay.
Well, it's got 4K and it can do 120 FPS.
Okay, but do I need it? See, I'm a utilitarian. How can I utilize it on a daily, regular basis? And it goes the same way with confidence, because when you know that you can use something, you can use it to the best of its ability, right? You've taken the time to learn it, a new soundboard, new mic, that type of thing. That makes you confident. So the building up of yourself, the learning how to do your own art, learning how to do your own video editing, stuff like that, that instills confidence in yourself because you have taken the time to learn something. So, I mean, that's how I stay confident in things. I'm constantly trying to learn and I'm constantly trying to maximize, what I'm doing on that realm. I hope that makes sense. But that also, that confidence leads to happiness because I've invested in myself. I've taken the time to look at what I love doing, what I could potentially love doing. And I've always tried new things. I've always tried to step outside my realm because you just don't know what you're going to find. You know what I mean? I hope that answers your question tight. Standing streamer, in your opinion, what is the biggest challenge in balancing real life and stream life? This one's fucking easy, man. This one's easy. Love. Okay? Love is a big hurdle for content creators. Now, there are exceptions to the rule where two people are creators and they get together and yeah. Okay? Of course, there's always an exception to a rule. But love. If you have kids, you absolutely love your kids. You're devoted to them, but it takes you away from time in your craft. And the time in this industry, in the streaming industry, requires a metric fucking shit ton of dedication, right? If you're not there every day, 9 o'clock in the morning, motherfuckers are unsubbing to you. People are unfollowing you. You're one step away from losing faster than you are one step away from gaining. When it comes to taking time off and time away, who cares, right? Who gives a shit? Your kids come first, right? Your wife should come first, or your husband should come first, or your girlfriend, whatever the situation may be. And I made this mistake. I made this mistake recently where I put streaming in the community and the people that I was making in virtual, relationships and financial gains over the person that was sitting in my living room. And it is a very, very hard lesson to learn. So the balance, I mean, for me, I think the biggest challenge is you know, your time management skills, your acceptance that, you know, your significant other or your children are providing you with a richness that you can't get in any money, right? We've become creatures of cash, is what I like to call it. And, you know, we're on this, we're taught our whole life to be on this ever evolving thing to get more and more money. But why aren't we taught to get more and more love? So I think that is probably one of the biggest challenges for streamers is to balance that love. But, you know, realize that there's more than money. You know what I mean? There's more than social clout. There's more. You're more than your following.
You're more than your fucking khakis.
You know what I'm saying? I hope that answers your question, sir, but I definitely think that is one area that people are overlooking that is extremely important. All right. We're going to keep it moving, man. We're going to keep it moving here. Psycho Scoob says, when I get stressed or irritated, I head to a spot I hung out as a child, a teen. Still call my safe and scream and chill area out by the river. That's his go-to. Have you got an area or a certain place you chill at and zen out? Or do you have a different way of chilling? Well, Jesus, I love the fact that you have found your spot, and I'm definitely stoked that it has something to do with water and nature. I ignored that a lot of my life. I always knew I had a connection with nature when I was a kid. I loved getting out of the city, but somehow, due to the way I allowed myself to be raised, I disconnected myself with it. I got in the rat race and you know, hustle and bustle, and I got to achieve. I need the white picket fence and the fucking house and all that. And no, I didn't. What I needed was a trip to a park to connect, you know. So when I like to zen out, right? As I've sent some pictures to you guys on like Twitter and stuff like that, where I'll just be sitting in the boat, floating, right? Just be sitting in the boat, just pointing off into nowhere, just looking, right? My man Lulu, he can attest to this, man, where I'll just, he'll be fishing, and I'll just be sitting in the boat, just looking out, right? Just marveling at the fact that this chunk of water, this thing that I'm sitting on, hopefully will be this beautiful when I'm gone. And all of this beauty, all of these natural wonders that I'm surrounded by make me feel so small, right? I don't give a shit how big your ego is. Go to the Grand Canyon and realize you're not the biggest shit on the planet, right? There's bigger things at play here. And I like that about nature. I like its scale. I like its beauty. I like its relentlessness. And it recharges me. And that's why it recharges me. So if I need to zen out, I got to hit the water. I got to go near water. As soon as I get near water, I feel shit wash off from me. And I had to pay attention to that. And the other part to that too is I like poots. Pets, man. Pets are extremely important, I think, to some folks. For me, they are. I love playing with this goofy little creature. I could just pick her up, and she's just happy to see me. You know, so I think those little things that we sometimes brush over. And for me, it's definitely water. It's definitely nature. And it's definitely, you know, who I decide to share my life with, like you know, poots. So, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Keep getting outside. My man. The guy with the biggest beard on the internet. Well, I don't know if that's true, but my man Kells. I'd love to know your thoughts on Facebook gaming. Embedded in your stream and embedding your stream into people's streams to inflate views. But view botting is frowned upon. Ooh. Okay. Well, here, we'll reiterate this question. We'll take a small break here for a second. I think my phone's ringing. Hold on. We'll be right back. All right. Here we go. All right. So before the break right there, My man Kells, I would love to know your thoughts on Facebook gaming embedding your stream into people's streams to inflate views, but view botting is frowned upon. Well, when it comes to Facebook gaming, it is a different type of algorithmic thing. The way I've looked at it and kind of analyzed it, you know, they are tossing, you know, like let's take Twitch. You go live on Twitch, they put it on the page, right? They put you into a category. This category might be IRL. This category might be, I don't know, you're playing Fortnite. So you're in the Fortnite category, right? Facebook and Facebook gaming haven't quite figured their shit out. They haven't quite figured out, just because the word Facebook is in there, that it shouldn't be on everybody on your follow list, personal follow list, timeline, right? They haven't separated the two. So I think that them throwing your stream into people's streams is fundamentally a flaw by the design of the platform. I think Facebook alone was originally a social thing, right? It was a way for you and Debbie to stay in touch from high school, you know, and they added the gaming element, right? They seen this market coming up and they went, well, we have some people that, you know, since we allow streaming, we have some people that have figured out a way, you know, and instead of doing yoga in their living room, that they're playing video games, right? And they molded this new avenue for Facebook. And they, to be honest, they need to separate the two, okay? Facebook gaming needs to be its own fucking thing, if they're going to stop that. But I think that's their unintended injection, right? Them trying to mold one platform out of another. There's going to be some crosstalk in there. So I think it's just it's a haphazard kind of half tossed together thing. And I think it might grow. So, you know, the difference between that and viewbotting is, you know, for me, this is the platform maturing, aka fucking up, right? They don't really quite have a plan. They're just throwing fucking darts at the wall, right? Well, this works. Nope, that didn't work. Well, maybe this will work. You know, it's not a directive. It's becoming that, but as it sits right now, it's matured a lot farther than it has about 6 months ago. So viewbotting is intentional. That is the fact that, you know,
maybe Timmy doesn't have skills.
You know, I don't know. Or, you know, so he, the way I see viewbotting, I know I kind of backtracking here and I'm kind of bouncing all around, but the way I see viewbotting, it's a fucking lack of confidence. Okay. It's the fact that you don't believe in your content or whatever you're trying to create. You don't believe in your overlays. You don't believe in yourself. Your insecurities are eating you alive, right? And you feel like you have to artificially inflate your numbers so that you can stand tall. And when you go to school and you go to work and be like, man, I had a lit stream yesterday. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, well, you artificially pumped your stream full of steroids, okay? It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy for the fact that I think the people that are doing it not only are to be detrimental to the industry, but it's also detrimental to their personal growth, right? Tough numbers. Remember when you were a kid and you used to fall down and scrape your knee? That's a fucking hardship. You had to heal. It hurt to go ride your bike again. But you got up, you went and rode your bike. So these piss poor numbers that people are always complaining about, I only got
one viewer.
Good. Good, because it forces you to adapt. It forces you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to be the best COD player in the world? Then I need to focus on the best COD players in the world. I need to focus my shit. But I like being a variety streamer. Cool. Okay. But harness that. Play a variety of shit. Really get into it. Really mold who you are in a variety sense around that. See, a lot of people are throwing darts at fucking categories just because they're popular. So when it comes to Facebook gaming embedding your stream, I believe that's just a platform issue. I believe that's a management thing. That's just them. I don't think they know quite yet what they want. So I wouldn't really be too hard on the streamers because they have no control over where their shit's being delivered. Although they are delivering it to the platform, what the platform does with it after that is up to them. My man Aegis, I might have butchered your name right there. I mean, you know, it depends on how you pronounce it. Coyote. I'd love to know how to properly set up my mic for streaming. And also some sort of right guidance. I know I want to take streaming to the next level. Just need to be more confident. How do you muster the confidence if your audience is either quiet or unresponsive? Ooh, okay, so this is a long-winded one. We got a little bit of time on us, don't we? Setting up a mic for streaming. Education. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm not, you know, don't take it the fucking wrong way. Anybody that's listening to this, okay? We have a wealth of knowledge at our fingertips. Where I would start, Coyote, is look at the type of microphone you want to buy, right? Each one of these microphones, you have directionals, you have cardioids, you have all these classifications of microphones. Take a look at your environment. Maybe you got a lot of noise. Maybe you got kids running around. Maybe you got high traffic. Maybe you live next to a train. Looking at the way these microphone patterns pick up, you know, like a shotgun mic, you have to be sitting right in front of it. As soon as you veer to the left or right, it can't hear you. Cardioid picks up a little bit more environment, right? It's going to pick up a different pattern, a wider pattern. So when it comes to audio, I would say educate yourself on the types of microphones. And of course, the technology will follow right after that. Are you going to go USB, XLR? Like I'm using the Focusrite Scarlett Solo. This is an XLR. This is a cardioid mic. I don't mind the background noise. Poots walking around screaming. You guys can hear that. I mean, for me, I needed to decide, and always when I was streaming, what kind of microphone I wanted to allow. Price point's going to come into play, but educate yourself on the types of microphones that are out there. And as you educate yourself, as you start with the type of mic, that will lead you into the type of equipment, which will lead you on to educating yourself on how to properly set up that. Focusrite has got a great XLR device. It's what you're hearing me on. This thing to set up was a literal breeze. They walk you through it. I mean, it's no wonder why it's one of the top selling devices. I mean, outside of the streamer realm, right? Because everybody says, well, get that $500 one. This is cheaper. Know your price point. And when it comes to setting them up too, I mean, of course, you got filters, you got gain, you got all that stuff. But again, by starting with the mic and learning about the different types of patterns and pickups, you know, directional, omnidirectional, stuff like that, it'll lead into the rest. So just get started right there, my man. He wants to take streaming to the next level. Just needs to be more confident. Well, how do you muster the confidence if your audience is either quiet or unresponsive? I'm going to answer this one real simply, but I'm going to answer it personally because I can only tell you about what worked for me. I can't tell you what's right and what's wrong. Okay? And anybody on the internet telling you that, if you do this, that's bad. If you do this, that's good. Listen, fuck you, okay? Because what you do for you doesn't fit me. So I can only respond to this question personally. Because there's a ton of fucking people telling people what they can and can't do on the internet, especially when it comes to the streaming industry. You don't believe me? Look it up on Twitter. You need to be more confident. Well, It's going to start with what you're trying to create, right? If you're a good COD player or a mediocre COD player, because you've already told yourself, right, before you even started streaming, you know, what kind of person you are. Do you understand what I mean? Like, a lot of people be like, well, I got potato aim. Well, I got potato aim. They're already belittling themselves. They're already calling themselves a small streamer. They're already setting the tone for themselves in their mind. It is hard to falsely create confidence when the confidence wasn't there before the camera and the mic were on. So I would definitely take a look at where you're going. What's the direction? It will lead to the confidence, right? It will lead to the confidence. Your knowledge and education, self and in tasks, will generate that confidence. Now, confidence, when it comes to pertaining into speaking into an audience that's either quiet or unresponsive, for me, realizing that I had created a morning talk show to be heard for people that were working. That's what I started with. It was called the Morning Slam. It was for the people that were in their cars, headed to work. If they had a chance to chat, they would chat. So by design, the show, I was creating dialogue for other people. So I had that mindset going into it. When I created the show, I laid out the platform. So it was up to me. And if you're talking over a game, like just say you're playing some sort of campaign game, my recommendation and the thing that I always did was I learned to narrate my inner thoughts, right? I would fail at a jump and be like, bro, I was close on that one. What now? I was close on that one. Man, it was close. All right, let's try a little backflip here. Let's do a little wah. You know what I mean? What was going through my head was coming out of my face. And as you do that, you start to remove that thought filter, right? And you're starting to create a dialogue with your chat, because when you remove that overthinking, it's amazing what you can achieve when you're not just sitting around thinking about a topic, creating all these scenarios. So that's what I would do. I would definitely just start narrating your games and see what comes out. Solzy replied to you and said, make videos. Best way to learn to talk without a response. Exactly. It's the same principle here is, you know, you're going to go back and watch this VOD and you will see yourself improve. You will see your narration improve, because that's what I did. And that's the only way I know how to improve, was to analyze myself. And again, she said something along the lines, editing those videos will also see where the audio can be improved. That's true. You know, watching yourself, double self-analyzing, saying, okay, I did that well. I'm going to focus on that. That made me feel good. I feel confident in that, and I'm going to focus on that. So I hope that helped, Coyote. It's some great questions, man. We're going to be doing these every Tuesday. I'm going to be popping up another Twitter post again on this one. When this one goes live, I'll allow some more questions to be asked. And we'll answer them once a week. We're going to do them off the cuff, man. These things could be about life. These things could be about love. I want you guys to dig a little bit deeper, if you can. Doesn't have to just be streaming. Let's talk about whatever we want to talk about. Let's talk about some life shit. If you got more streaming questions, those are completely fine. I'm not downplaying them. But let's also use this opportunity to realize, man, we have life. There's a lot more things we could be doing. Streaming isn't life. Streaming is something you are doing, right? Don't make it your life. Make your life your life. You know, this is this all-encompassing need for having to be, to realize there is a, you know, need to be alive or need to be live. Realize there's a life around you. You know, so a lot of these great questions, man, a lot of these people, I'm going to really sum it up. So it seems like there's a lot of confidence issues. There's a lot of people not believing themselves. Education. Knowledge is only powerful in the hands of many. Right? If you learn something, share it. Don't force it on people. Don't tell them they're doing the right and wrong shit. That's how I live. Suggestions, man. Suggestions are powerful. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, man. I hope you guys have a wake. Oh, big boy stretch. I hope you have a great day. Look forward to Thursday, Thoughty Thursday. Man, I got some loaded shit for you guys. I look forward to your feedback. Thank you again to Tight Kid, Betito, Chill Inc., Standing Streamer, Cycle Scoops, Kells, and Mr. Coyote. It's your boy, LSB, on Hard Talk Life, man. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to head to work. I love you guys, man. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll catch you on
Twitter.